Hello, we're on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and tonight we'll be bridging wisdom with Francine Silverman. We're going to bring life one octave higher with this broadcast, and we would like to just announce a little few things. I have been away for a year, and it's really great to be back with BBS Radio. Francine Silverman has compiled a book that is just really just blown me away, that the way it's been done, and it's called Talk Radio Wants You. It's an intimate guide to over 700 shows and how to get invited. Not only that, Francine bridges the gap between many show hosts and prospective guests. It's a library reference guide, a Library of Congress catalog that organizes hosts with the category that suits them best. Francine is, she's known for many different things along the internet. She has ebooks out that she offers, the Talk Radio Wants You book for the radio host and authors with a format that is very affordable. She has a promotion newsletter with thousands of subscribers, and she teaches how to be a good writer as well as many different given tips along the way. She does Ship the Shore radio talk show. She is working with the public, helping with publicity and the service that gets the clients placed. So many clients, such as Boston Herald, the Oklahoman, and Chicago Tribune, as well as hundreds and hundreds of internet and terrestrial radio shows. Francine, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Kathy. That was a very nice introduction.
Well, thank you.
You included everything.
Did I really?
Yes,
okay.
You did.
The 40 categories of the 700 talk shows. I didn't put that in there because I know it's got 40 of them. I tell you, Francine, when I met you and when we were compiling this book together, it just blew me away at how precise, persistent, how easy it is to read. And I even told you before that it's like reading something that I just want to continue reading. You know, it's so interesting. And I know that it's a library reference guide, but it is something that is so intriguing to see the different talk show hosts out there and what they have to offer.
Wow.
And how you put it together, girl.
You're intrigued by my reference book?
I am intrigued by all of your books. I get your A to Z insides. I love reading that. I morsel that with my every other Wednesday. And I've been reading your The Mouse That Roars. I love that page. I just want to give out a shout that anybody that wants to know anything about Francine Silverman, just search her in the search engine, and you will come up with hundreds of thousands of pages on what she's done and how she's helped put so many people out there. Thank
well,
you,
Kathy,
so
I'm
much.
117 years old, so I have a lot of pages.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I'm 122. So I want to ask, what is the Ship to Shore? And tell me a little bit about that, because I haven't talked to you about that before.
Oh, okay. Well, after doing 4 radio shows of interviewing authors and radio hosts, I decided instead of interviewing people about themselves, I decided I'm going to do something different. So I decided, what would I like to know about? And I thought I'd like to know about cruises. So I started a show about cruises, Ship to Shore with Silverman. And I interview travel experts, cruise experts, and it's been wonderful. I love it. I learned so much about cruising. And then there's another guy called Angelo's Sure Thing. He's also on Blog Talk Radio. And I do a 5-minute spot on his show, and I offer tips that I glean from my guests. So their wonderful ideas about cruises are brought, you know, not only on my show, but on his show as well.
That is really great. I hope you're going to be joining us a lot on Bright Lights Pathfinders, which is Bridging Wisdom, in the many months to come, to be able to share some of that with us as well. Give us some of the tips that you have that you put out there on the
Tips
cruises.
For what? For cruising?
For the Ship to Shore, yeah.
Well,
give
well,
a
Well, if you go on a cruise and you want to know basically what kind of a ship to go on, the general rule is if it's a long trip, they're usually an older crowd, and if it's a shorter trip, it's usually a younger crowd, because younger people don't have the money to go on a longer, and they don't have the time. So they go. I heard that, and if you want to speak on a cruise, all the ships have enrichment programs, and they all have different criteria. And, of course, you have to be a speaker with, with a DVD or a YouTube or something like that that you can show them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing because some of them want, you to be an oceanographer, or they want you to be, talk about astronomy. But there are others that have lecturers that talk about different topics. I mean, apparently I had a guy on my show who wrote he did a book and an audio called Speak on Cruise Ships. And one of his testimonials was from a woman who is a chocolate advocate, and she writes about chocolate and the benefits of chocolate. And her testimonial was that she bought his audio, which is $97, and she followed it, and she got three offers on three different cruise ships to speak about her chocolate. So you can speak about, so there, you never know what's going to interest them, if you want to speak on cruise ships. And what's beautiful about it is you can bring somebody with you, and it doesn't cost you anything, and you can go on the cruise.
Oh, that is wonderful. I didn't even know that.
And I would love to do that.
You would be great at it too.
Yeah, except I don't have a videotape of my speaking.
We can make you one. We can make you one. I'll help you do that. I make commercials all the time for people. Anyway, Francine, tell us a little bit. I want to touch on everything, and then go back and talk about it. Okay? I want to talk about how you got started in this business that you're in with publishing, and how did you know that that's where you were going to go, and how did you follow it?
Well, I didn't really know. I really sort of fell into it because it was back in 2003. I had written two guidebooks, Catskills Alive and Long Island Alive, and I didn't know how to market them. So I decided, since it was the advent of the internet, I decided I would do an e-zine, and it was called Book Promotion Newsletter, and I got five authors to agree to sign up, and I sent them questionnaires of my burning questions, and then, of course, I it started to grow into hundreds and hundreds of authors. And I would send them, and I would always send out a questionnaire to every new subscriber, and they would fill it out. And after 2 years, I had so many wonderful ideas and strategies that I put it into a book called Book Marketing from A to Z. And that led, after that, I had a radio show, and I was interviewing authors, and somebody, I had lunch with one of my subscribers, and she said, you really should package your services. Don't just do the newsletter, package it. Offer them other things. And I thought that's a very good idea. So I offered to my subscribers that they could go on my radio show, they could get my newsletter, and I would represent them online.
Wow.
And I got a lot of them to sign up. I charged them more money. And I soon realized when I was trying to get them promote them, that radio hosts were the best because they were the ones that needed guests, and they were the ones that were the most responsive. So before you knew it, I had so many radio hosts. I mean, I was just like the radio host expert because I had so many radio hosts that I never knew existed, and I got contact with so many. And then I decided to put it into a book. So that's the result of my book, Talk Radio Wants You, because I realized that there really weren't any guidebooks to radio shows. There were listings, but not the meat and potatoes of what what hosts want. Like
gets me is the meat and potato of that book.
Yes, in other words,
I want to sit down and read all about different people.
The two things, there are two things that you won't find on a radio website. You won't find the guest profile, and you won't find the theme of the show. And those two pieces are so important to a potential guest. Mm-hmm. So I decided...
Know exactly what kind of show it is in order to see if they wanted to be a guest host.
Right. In other words, you go on a radio website, and what do you find out? You know, I mean, there's just the information is so sparse. You know, some radio websites are deplorable. I mean, you just... They don't have to.
You know what? I've noticed with this station, though, I mean, even if you go to my profile page, I've got a whole thing on who you are and what you are, what you do, and your picture, your book. And, I guess it's just, I'm just coming back into the saddle. So I've been reading your enzymes, and I've been listening to your show, so I knew to do that, you know?
Yeah, but in other words, the internet shows are a little better in terms of their websites.
Right.
Maybe because they're on the internet and they understand it better.
Yeah.
But the terrestrial shows, the ones on the air, a lot of them.
They're nowhere to put it.
They're terrible.
They don't have
You can't even find. You can't even find the emails of the host.
Wow.
So you wouldn't even be able to contact them.
Well, all I do is go through your reference guidebook, and I just flip through my finger what I'm looking for out of 40 categories, and you know, you put me in that book. You put me also not only just the name of the radio station and the radio show, but you can find it in the back index, but you can find it through my name. You know, you compiled it so profoundly. I don't know how you did that, but
well,
I guess it takes it. You just have that niche to do it. You know, you wanted to do it, and you had so many, like you said before, and you just what put them in order, or how did you know where the piles? Who went with what?
How did I know what to what?
How would you know to say put new age? Like you know, you had to guess at a lot of them, didn't you, or did you just use your sixth sense and figure out where they went, because it is just professional. It is so profound. Can we give out how to get that book to the listening audience? Talk Radio Wants You. And your enzyme. Your emails. Do you have a... I can tell them it's on Amazon, right? Francine Silverman.
I have a what?
What I'm saying is how they can get the book.
They can get the book. They can get the book on Amazon because I don't have any more copies, so I can't offer through me. But the book is on Amazon, and it is also on the publisher's website, McFarland's.
I've got it right here.
McFarland, but I think it's McFarland. Pub.com, something like that. It's on Amazon.
McFarlandpub.com. McFarlandpub.com.
I think so.
Yes, I've got it right in front of me. The other thing I wanted to ask is how if someone's interested in getting your A to Z newsletter, how would they go about it? Is there any stipulations for them to you send them a questionnaire, right?
No. What happens is people sign up.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to my website, bookpromotionnewsletter.com, and they can sign up there. And when they sign up, when I get notice that they've signed up, then I send them a questionnaire.
That is wonderful. You've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that you put this out to, and you do so much work for so many people. And you've got so many books already. Francine, it's just wonderful to know you and to know that there's people out there that care to put other people out there in the world instead of the world that's still kind of clicky and, you know, jealousy a little bit out there. But it's getting better. And it's people like you that are shining the stars to make it better, to show that there's enough for everybody and everybody has their own ways and niches and, you know, and it's
well,
just,
you're just too nice. I do what I can.
That's what makes it so great, you know. I was so excited with the newsletters that I print it out and then read it because I want to just call, you know, there's so much information in there. How do you go about putting that together? Or do you...
Well, basically, I did it in as a directory. So I did, you know, just basically the title of the show, the host,
mm-hmm.
Where it was aired, the theme, the guest profile, the email, the website, the phone, and then the best method of contact, and I would just put it, you know, like that, and then one on top of another. And all I had to do basically was figure out which category to put it in.
Yeah.
And I had I had spirituality and I had paranormal, and the publisher suggested that I use New Age, and I said, that's a good idea. So we did that. And, basically, in the book I have bios of the hosts. I don't do that in the e-books. In the e-books, I keep it simpler.
Okay. And you also have what they like and look for in a guest host in that category. You know a little bit about them and what they're looking for in a guest host, which I like that. The questions that, you know, people seem to look for. It makes it very simple.
Well, I try to think what people would want to know,
mm-hmm.
you know, before they would contact the host, what information they would need. And I'm happy to say that the people that bought the e-books have said, two people who bought the business e-book have said that as soon as they got the ebook, they made contacts and they got 2 and 3 offers to come on the show, just like that.
Goodness. That's what it's all about, sharing it. You know,
and you know, you have to understand that if a host takes the time to fill out a questionnaire, then
mm-hmm.
they are interested in getting their show out there and they're getting it into the hands of potential guests. They want people to contact them.
That's exactly right. It's a rough world out there being a radio host, with, you know, looking for guests. And your shows are always great. I remember back when you were in Florida, was it, that you were doing the ship to shore and that we touched base it was almost a year ago, wasn't it? Is that how long you've been doing ship to shore?
No, I wasn't doing it then. I've been doing it for maybe 3 months.
Okay. And is it something that many people are getting a good feedback from, or
You know, I find with Blog Talk Radio that basically all you can see is the numbers in the archives. And I see that every week when I look at the numbers, they go up.
Wow. That's great.
They are much better than they were from my previous shows, because I think more people are interested in cruises than they were in my interviewing radio hosts or others.
What you're saying is that that a person can actually get a cruise with a guest by presenting themselves to be a speaker on the cruise.
Well, I'm saying
some people can get their cruises and become a spokesperson and get followed with many different cruises, become a part of cruises by being a spokesperson for, say, energy or for, whatever they're doing, like what you want to do, get a YouTube out there, get a tape out there for them to have an interview to see you. And you'll be able to go on cruises and do some public speaking there.
Yes, I would love to do that. I mean, who wouldn't?
Oh yeah, you would be great at it, because you're great with the people and you're full of information. I don't even know where to start asking you questions, because there's so many that people have written to me and wanted to know. One of them is that they want to know if they can find your book in the public library.
It's funny, because the publisher was supposed to take care of selling them to libraries.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think they sold them to more than the library that's right next to their office.
I saw in one of your... I think it was the 2005 July issue, where it was in your A to Z, where you could actually take their book and submit it to the library, and it doesn't even have to be in the neighborhood.
Well,
that's what someone wrote into your A to Z. This was back in 2005.
They saw my A to Z in the library?
No, I can pull it up again. I mean, I can pull it up in my history, but no, that others' books, they can submit their books to libraries if they're like a Library Book of Congress book, and that the library might take them and put them on the shelf. And it doesn't just have to be your neighborhood library.
Well, getting your book into libraries is a tricky thing. I think it really depends on where the library is. For example, if it's in New York City, it's hard, because you have to go to the main branch. And I don't know. When I did my travel books, the publisher took care of it.
Okay.
And, of course, the books were in the libraries. They were in the bookstores and the libraries.
How would you go, if you could give some people some input on, say, I've got a book that I've been writing for years, and I understand some of your points are, to be a good writer is to read a lot and read a lot of good books, and, then make your form from who you are as a writer, but to make sure that they read a lot of good books, and to be able to feel the way an author speaks and talks, but become their own personality within their own works. I thought that was a very good point. There's so many books out there today. So many. It's like it's become a trend. Do you feel that?
Well, there are so many books, but e-books are certainly very, very popular today because of all the gadgets that you can read them on.
Wow. Tell me a little bit about an e-book, because, my mother and my sisters, they don't know anything about e-books, and
okay.
I would like to be able to...
Well, e-books are electronic books. You can read them on Kindle You can read them on your
iPad,
on your computer. They are just transformed into a PDF file. And don't ask me how it's done, but you can download for free a PDF file, and then you can convert your Word document into the PDF, and that means that nobody can write on it.
That's wonderful.
It's you know, like an Adobe Acrobat.
Uh-huh.
What you know, there are affiliates for ebooks, and the best that I have discovered is Smashwords. Smashwords takes your ebook in Word form, and because they convert it into many different electronic forms, and they sell your ebook. And I have to say that they have been very good about selling my ebooks.
When did you get started with the ebook? I mean, how did you know to do this?
Well, I always ask my subscribers when I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically told me what I needed to do. And when I went online, I discovered one that's called, I think it's called Easy something. I don't know. But anyway, I downloaded it, and they put their logo in the bottom right-hand corner. And if you leave the logo there, they don't charge you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So it was actually free.
Oh, man. You know, I'm just now understanding this world that you have, you know. I've been writing for years and years and years. I've done a couple of publishings, but I don't do anything with them. I was wondering if there was any kind of, besides your, do you have any groups, or is it just through the A to Z newsletter, the newsletter that you put out?
Yeah.
That would be the best way for me, because I believe that's better than anything I've ever seen. It's chock full of information from all types of people.
Well,
know,
the newsletter, don't forget, is interactive, and a lot of the information is contributed by my subscribers.
Uh huh.
So.
Yeah, that's why I was meaning it was.
That's why it's more interesting than a newsletter that's just written by one person.
Hmm. So anybody that's a part of the subscribes to that can submit certain things to be placed in there?
Anything. Articles, good news, tips, strategies, anything.
So you've just basically made it almost like a book, too. I mean, because it's really, it takes me a while to read one. You know, because I circle and cut, you know, I mean, I'm always going back and forth and reading, because of circling and getting information out of them. And I like to go back into, you know, your archived ones that I can get online, you know.
Well, I used to put the newsletters in my archives on my website, but it just got to be too many.
Did it? Give out your website for people again.
Well, my website is Book Promotion Newsletter, and then I have, for my ebooks and my book, I have my other website is talkradioadvocate.com. And that website has all my 15 ebooks with descriptions and prices.
15.
Talkradioadvocate.com.
Mm-hmm. Talkradioadvocate.com. That's on the front of BBS Radio. You headlined this week. And they put that link down there. If anybody is listening and wants to just scroll down to the bottom of the page, it kind of in the middle, you'll see, I guess it's at the top now since we're on air, but that link at the very bottom will take you to that. What do you feel is the best quality that a person could take after they've written their book, I believe it's getting involved with your newsletter. Now, is there anything that you can add to, say, a new person that is listening in that has their manuscript ready to go to the publisher or to get published themselves? What would you suggest that they do in how, you know, the steps that it takes to get a book published and out?
Well, you have, first of all, you have to decide whether you want to self-publish or you're going to go the traditional route. Because if you're going to self-publish, you can either publish it yourself, which is expensive because you have to pay a printer and you have to do everything from A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
You could go the print-on-demand, which I did, but with print-on-demand, you have to be careful because they will print exactly what you give them. So if your book is not formatted correctly or if it's not edited correctly, or you could give them porn and they would print it because they don't look at it. They just print it.
Right.
So that is a problem. But it's not as expensive. You know, you pay maybe $200 or something like that, and you get your book printed as many times as you need it.
Uh-huh.
Print it on demand. Whenever you need it, print it.
Okay.
If you're going the traditional route, then if you have a novel, you might need an agent. I didn't need an agent because I was printing, I was doing a reference book, and I found my own publishers. I went to the library and I looked at Writer's Market and I found the publishers.
Oh, that's good.
And then you have to send them a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to call them and you have to say, did you get my proposal? And then you got to stay on them because I had a guy who just kept telling me, you know, making suggestions. And finally I said to him, are you going to ever send me a contract? And he said, oh, okay.
Oh, goodness. Well, at least you got it out there, you know. But how does somebody go about getting an editor? How does somebody go about getting a publisher? How do they go about, I know you've got information out there somewhere about how to do all that.
Oh, how to get an editor?
Mm-hmm. The right one. The one, don't you, in one of your books, you have the categories that the publishers compile, like, say, children's story, children Christian story, and that goes to that publisher, a list of publishers. And,
well, I don't know. I never got an editor, but an editor, I think you would probably have to ask around. You have to ask other people who they've used and who they like.
Right.
Because
there's a book you wrote before this one.
I did a book called Talk Radio for Authors, but my publisher, McFarlane and Company, didn't like the idea that when they discovered that I had done that book because it was too similar to this book, and they made me destroy that book.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, then, so if... Okay, let me just give you an example of me back in the day. I got into how to write a novel. I got so many books on how to do it, but it overwhelmed me that I never did it. So then, this is today, and today's age is a lot easier than it was back in the day, 20, 30 years ago. But it just, to me, seems like everybody's saying, all of a sudden, I got a book out. How is that happening? I mean, the books, I'm glad, I'm excited for the people, but a lot of them are basically, a lot of the rules have changed, haven't they, with the titles and what you can use as a title or, I know you need that number, that goes on the back of a book, and there's a lot of little niches that go into getting a book published.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
that's
not just
why,
I wrote a book and I'm going to publish it.
An ISBN number.
Yeah,
well, that you need, it depends. If you have a publisher that's taking care of that, you don't have to worry about it. But if you are doing it yourself, then you have to take care of it yourself.
The thing is that, okay, since we've talked that you were going to come on the show, I've just kind of been looking around the internet just to self-publish, to click something or another where they give you the ISBN number you pay a certain price for. There's that lulu.com. There's all kinds out there. But what I want to know is the quality, you know, to get into Amazon and to get into the bookstores. That, you're saying, would definitely be best to go the way that you went.
Well, it's very hard to get a self-published book into the bookstores. The only way you get it into a bookstore is if a lot of people go into the bookstore and they ask for the book and you create a buzz.
Oh.
Then the bookstore might say, okay, let's order this book. They may have it in their database, but it's very, very difficult to get these books into a bookstore, self-published books. But, you know, a lot of people will tell you that bookstores are really the worst place to sell books.
Amazon seems to be the place, doesn't it?
Well, Amazon...
I can find anything I'm looking for there, even books that have not been published, that are out of date, you know, out of circulation. But
in other words, if your book is specialized,
mm-hmm.
Let's say it's a book about golf, you're better off selling it in a golf store than you are in a bookstore.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, in your links, I'm just going to search Francine Silverman. Let me just pull that up. I just want to see. Okay. You've got, you start there. And it's everything anybody needs to know. Just Google searching Francine Silverman. And you pretty much have, from my benefit, from what I see, your book promotion newsletter, your talk radio, the Amazon, your bio.
See, where are you looking?
I just Google searched your name. Francine Silverman.
Oh, you mean you're looking on Google?
Yeah. I mean, to me, if anybody wants to know anything, it's Google search Francine Silverman. And you find it all written down for everybody. So simplified to follow along, you know?
Well, and, you know, I even did something the other day. I wrote Talk Radio Advocate Francine, and I came up on every single page. I guess there aren't any other talk radio hosts named Francine because I was on every single page.
Oh, wow. I typed in Fran Silverman the other day and came up with things that I did not get in Francine Silverman. So,
yeah?
Yeah. And I've really enjoyed just looking around. You have given me answers to so many questions I've had for at least 20 years.
20
years? You know
what?
Oh, yeah.
Know you 20 years?
No, but I've been looking at how to do this for 20 years.
Oh.
So I've known you. Remember, I'm 122 and you're 112.
Yes, that's right, Kathy.
Anyway, tell us a little bit about The Catskills Alive. I love that story.
Well, Catskills Alive came about because the Catskills, as you may know, was famous for the Borscht Belt, where all the comedians got their start. And in the days before there was air conditioning and air travel, and people had to get out of the city to get cool, they went to the mountains. And the Borscht Belt was a very, very popular place for people to go in the summer because you had all the famous comedians up there entertaining you. And many, many years later, my husband and I were up in the Catskills, and we were at an inn by the Delaware River. And I walked down to the Delaware River, and I looked around, and I thought, this is so magnificent, this is so beautiful, but there's nobody here. What's wrong with this picture?
Oh.
And I thought, the Catskills are so beautiful. Why aren't people here? And that's when I decided to do a book. And it took me about 5 years.
Wow.
So you because I had to keep driving back and forth.
Yeah, and you went to bed and breakfasts and you told the greatest places to visit and go to. And oh, it just, I could breathe it. I could just, every time you talk about it, I'm out there in the Catskills. I remember you talking to me about it in the last time when we were on BBS Radio before I took my sabbatical. And you were going to send me a copy, but we never got one. But anyway.
Of what? Of Catskills Alive?
Yeah.
Oh, I would be very happy to send you a copy.
That's my dream place to go visit, is Catskills.
Oh, I will send you a copy, Kathy.
I would love it. Because I've always wanted to go there. And even though I'm sure things have changed a lot, but not that much, you give it such a taste and a flair when you write.
Well, you know, travel guidebooks like radio books, you know, can get dated very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's been a number of years, I'm sure that a lot of things have changed.
Yeah.
But in the mountains, things don't change that quickly. So.
Yeah.
There's enough places that are still there.
Well, if we look at the whole picture of Francine Tillman, I see a talk radio advocate, a very profound published author. I see newsletters that just are full of so much information that you can't put it down. I see other books that you've written. I see how-tos and how to get out there. And I just want to thank you again. I thank you for what you do for you, for the world, and people that just need to know that it's out there for them. Not to get you so many people that you're so busy you can't even stay out your head out of the water, but, you know, because you can just put them on a mailing list. But I highly, highly, highly recommend the listening audience that is interested in travel, interested in cruise ships, interested in radios, interested in how to get your book out there, to Google search Francine Silverman.
Well, Kathy, you are the epitome of the host that I always tell people. I say, when you go on the radio, the host will tout your book, your business, your website. You will be the star of the show. And you certainly
are the star that is shining.
You certainly made me the star of your show, and I appreciate it so much.
You know you are to me. I can't stress it enough. I've always said you're the star that's shining. I feel like you're a bridge. I believe, and I've told Don Newsom that you put in the front of your book as acknowledgement. I told him, I said, Francine Silverman is the bridge that is going to gap this communication. Bridge it so that we have communication and understanding in a simpler form. Because people are going around like bumper cars, not knowing where to go, what to do. And here on this station 1, on Friday the 13th of August 2010, this will be archived, and people can get the information that they need to understand how to get themselves out there in the proper channel. Because they can get lost in those channels. That's just like going on that cruise ship, and if you're not a captain, then you're not going to know how to drive the ship. Well, to me, you know how to drive the ship of knowledge of getting it out there, like a bridge. And the thing I want to talk to you more about is that cruise. The cruising. Tell me a little bit more about that.
About cruising?
About the cruise ship. You know, the ship to shore.
Well, I interview experts, every kind of expert. I've interviewed an ex-officer on a ship when he talked all about these experiences of being an officer aboard a ship.
Oh, wow.
And I've interviewed travel agents who specialize in cruises. I interviewed somebody recently who invented a porta pocket, which you can wrap around your thigh or your ankle, and you can wear it on shore excursions so that it's your money and your passport and everything else is safe. I've interviewed a comedian on cruise that speaks on cruise ships. I interviewed, you know, heads of websites, cruise websites. I interviewed an owner of an entertainment agency that books entertainment on cruise ships. There's just no end. There's no end
there
to the different branches of cruising that... that's why I say I'm just learning so much.
Mm-hmm. How would you like in the next year or so, where would you like to be and what would you like to have opened up or accomplished?
You mean, well, I'd like to be speaking on a cruise ship.
I know, right? Would you like to be...
Well, my husband is dying to go to Israel, so it would be nice to take a cruise to Israel. But I think we'd have to fly someplace first to get the cruise. I don't think you can take it right from New York, but I think you can take it from maybe Europe.
When would you like to go? Do you have, is cruise seasonal?
Well, we would go in February.
Okay. A lot of people do cruises in February.
Well, if you go in someplace
warm. A couple of my friends have gone on cruises in February, it seems, and also some of my family members. I've never been on a cruise, but maybe one day. If you could take the knowledge that you've learned, that you have applied, and the wisdom that you have gained from all that you've done, what is the woulds and would nots that you would do? More of the woulds of going forth with, you know, an avenue, say, in your writing as well as your broadcasting. What more do you feel that you can do that you're wanting to do?
Well, I would love to bring my radio show on the air.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately. You know, you can go on the air. Anybody really can. The only thing is, you have to pay.
You do have to pay.
Yes, you have to pay for airtime.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you can bring a sponsor.
Right.
If you can find a sponsor who's willing to pay, then you're home free.
Right. I've got a lot of opportunities to do that with the sponsor letters that they've given me. I'll have to pass them on to you. The other question is, what would you not do again of all the avenues of getting to where you are today? If you could pick a few things that you have learned from that you know not to have to go through months of work or, you know, roundabouts, what have you learned?
Well, I think that doing the first book in a way was a mistake because it was like a run through doing you know, talk radio for authors. But I remember one guy looking at it and saying, you didn't put in phone numbers? And I realized that I left that out. And I learned from doing the first book how to make the second book better.
Right.
But on the other hand, it was bad because the publisher was angry.
Ooh. Well, you know what? If you applied that to your understandings and learn from it, then it wasn't anything that bad. You know, don't get over it. But with teaching us in a hard way, you know, like, oh, no, you know. But it taught you, and it's teaching us with you sharing this is why I'm asking this question. Another thing, didn't you write some books about animal things? And didn't you write about animal talk or?
Animals?
Animals, about how, did you ever talk about animals on your show or?
No.
It wasn't you?
No, I have an animal ebook.
That's what I'm talking about, animals.
Oh.
You've got like a directory of animal talk shows, and is that? That's on your site. That's what I was wondering.
Oh, because I've got 15 of them. I've got animals, business, new age,
mm-hmm.
food and travel.
I'm on your Smashwords. I love that.
You're at Smashwords?
Yes. And I've been clicking on those all week. You know, just looking at the little different books. The directory relationship talk
mm-hmm.
shows, directory parenting talk shows, directory environment talk radio shows, directory authors talk radio ebook, directory science and technology talk mm-hmm. radio shows. But the one that got me was the directory animal talk radio show. I mean, Joey, that was great. But then there's food travel, there's directory for men and women talk radio, directory entertainment for talk radio, directory for sports, directory for political talk, directory for health, directory for new age, directory for self-help, directory for business. I should go on and on. But, I mean, you just amaze me, and I'm sure you amaze many, many people.
Well, that's why I call myself the talk radio advocate.
Yeah. That's what you should be called, because you've just got, it's well-rounded, and the e-books that go along with a lot of them, you know, just, it's just wonderful. We didn't open the phone lines, Francine. We've got about 10 minutes if anybody wants to call in and ask any questions. I'm going to give the toll-free number first. That's 888-815-9756. That's for USA and Canada. You scroll to the very front of the page on BBS Radio Station's number one station, then you'll see where it says call in and speak live. If you have any questions or just a hello that you'd like to give out there, we would love to hear from you. We've got like not quite 5 minutes left, but it would be just nice to hear somebody's voice, you know, to say thank you to Francine for all that she's done, because I am speaking for everyone, and I know that there are so many listeners out there right now just loving this show, and you just simplified it so much into how one can get out there with their books, with, you know, other avenues, and it's been great, Francine.
Well, do you generally get callers?
Well, I'm back on for the first time in a year is tonight. I have not been on BDS Radio in a year. This is my first show back, and I had you as my guest host. Open up my lifelong journey again. I was on sabbatical.
Well, welcome back. I'm sure I'm sure you're happy to be back on the air.
Oh, I am. It's a wonderful feeling. It feels like old times, you know. And I couldn't think of a better person to open it with me than you. So we have to close it up now, and I would just like to hopefully have you back anytime. You just let me know what your schedule is, and we'll start working together from there. And with that, this is Bright Lights Pathfinders. I've been sharing my guest host with the world, Francine Silverman. If you give out your main webpage again, Francine, that would be great.
Okay, it's talkradioadvocate.com.
Okay. And you can know that I will be back every Friday. It's 8 o'clock Pacific time. That's 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Next week I have with me a very wonderful lady, Janet Russell, and she'll be with me next week. She does intuitive, and she's very gifted. With that, we're going to be off the air, and I thank you all for listening. And Seth, we are off the air. Bye-bye, Francine.
Bye. Good night, Kathy.
Good night.
I will be taking life one occupier, one broadcast at a time. Here on BBS Radio, Station 1, on Friday evenings at 8 o'clock Pacific Time. That's 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So listen up and tune in as we blend well together for all walks of listeners that have an open ear to hear and a pondering heart to feel with ease. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook.